Shmaya contribute to the Elias and Hashem of the following: Hyman Hammerman, Chaim Yosef ben Elozor, and Jerome Joseph Ribbon, Yaakov Yosef ben Nissan, Halevi Aleim Hashalom, the Hailed again Hashem should have a tremendous Ali and Gan Eden Shomayla Mechayel Achayel Amet Hashem. Boruch Ato Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyevet V'ro. We see out the Dishmai. We turn this evening, Tuesday night, Wednesday, we're already holding now by the next Parsha, Parsha's Bo. Parsha's Bo discusses the last three Makis at the beginning of the Parsha, starting, of course, with plague number 8, and that is Makis Arbet. So we have 10 plagues in Mitzrayim. We have different breakups. In the Haggadah Shal Pesach, we read Rav Yudah Yanosi, Bahem Simonim, Detzach, Handash, V'Yachav. And of course, a slew of Rishonim and Achorim trying to be masbir why the breakup was Detzach, Handash, V'Yachav. And then, of course, we have the breakup we discussed the other night. Rashi back in Vayro, we have the first five and the latter five. The first five, Paro heart and the zone heart. Second five, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavi Yochel intervened. We do find various Lashonos of Vayechazek, Vayechabed, and Tzvardeya Vahachbedas Libo. Different Lashonos that various Rishonim and Maforshia Mikra pick up on. But either way, that's a breakup of the first five versus the second five. And then, of course, we have Kefi, the Mesoira of the Torah. The Shlok Kadosh and others point out the breakup of the Torah into Parshios. And to Prokim, that's generally attributed to Stephen Langton, the Archbishop of Canterbury in the 11th and 12th century, the purpose of the Judeo-Christian debates. But when it comes to the breakup into Parshios, that of course is a chelak, part and parcel, of our hallowed Mesorah. And therefore it needs a beer. Why do we have 7 in Parshas Veira and 3 in Parshas Bo? Of course, you know the famous Balaturim, 3 Makis in Parshas Bo, and that's why it's called Bo, Gematria 3. But Vaira wasn't Gematria 7, even though Vaira equals Gematria 208, which is the same Gematria as Arba, which is the first in the beginning of Bo, but still it needs a beer. Why in the world do we break it up 7 and 3? And that's something we discussed in the past. Tonight, with Siyata Dishmaya, let's talk about a question that we never said a shir on. I did cite a number of Mar Makomos in the footnotes of my piece, The Lore of the Loyal Locust, when we talk about Arba, but something that we never discussed orally here in the context of a shir. We read the psukim in the beginning of Parshas Bo. Vayomer Hashem Moshe Bo Aparo, Kani Echbarati Eslibo, Vesleva Vadov Lamanchi Sios Asaye Libikarbos. Hashem says, I'm giving them Tamakis, the Mefarshim point out, Lamanchi Si Ososai, Osos Yud, the Hainu, the 10 Osos, the 10 Makos. And now I'm going to give number 8. Lamanchi Sabar Biasni Bincho Vemincho, Esa Sheris Alalti Bimitzrayim, I made a mockery of them, Rashi says, Loshin Sichati. And now the Tachlis is V'yadata ki ani Hashem. They will know that I am Hashem. So now we didn't see anything about Hashem speaking to Moshe yet. Pasha Gimel Vayava Moshe V'yaron Aparo V'yom Reilav Komar Hashem Eloheya Ivrim Hamasai Me'ata Leonos V'Ponai Shalach Mi Be'Avni. Stop refusing to send them away. Go ahead, and it's time. Paro Igi Asman, send away my nation. Why? If you're going to refuse, Paro, you should know. Hashem said that tomorrow I'm going to bring locusts, a massive plague of locusts, swarms and swarms of billions of locusts, and they will inhabit your boundaries, your land. Many Rishonim are bothered by the obvious question. Every other Makkah, Hashem Yisbaruch spoke to Moshe, and he said, go to Paro and tell Paro this is going to be the next Makkah. There was information. Again, there's a different breakup in terms of when there was an actual Hasro given. But upon him, we read clearly in the Psukim that Hashem told Moshe, by the way, Moshe, this is the next plague. And this is the next plague. All of a sudden, we get the plague number 8. And Hashem never spoke to Moshe. They're getting on Parsha's boat. Moshe and Aaron come to Paro. They tell him it's time to send them out. And if you refuse to do so, Hashem said he's going to bring Arba B'Gvulacha. Mechitesi. Where's it coming from? So Ramban is bothered by the Ramban. Says it must be that Hashem told him. Okay, but it's not here. How about the Ramban adds another Nakuda, which we'll see. Spoken out clearly by the Bali Yatesis. Let's take a look at the Tasakeni Bali Yatesis. Bo Aparo Begomer Mevi Machar Arba Gulecha. Frek the Bali Yatesis of Moshe Hechyodo. How in the world did Moshe possibly know? We don't find anywhere in the Psukim. And then Hashem informed him that Arba locust was Taka going to be plague number 8. We know that chiseled in, engraved on the Makkah, are the Osios Tetzach Hadash V'Achav. So Moshe figured it out for himself. He knew we just had Makis Borod, so now he looked, Be'achav, what's the Aleph? Now, this is a real Tzorachian over here, the Dasekhet of Malayotishus, and this is the case, and why did Hashem have to tell him about anything? Halawat, you're telling me that by every other letter, it could have been something else. Hashem needed to tell him that by Aleph, there's no other Makah that you could come up with the Yos Aleph. Every other Makah he couldn't figure out. It's the same staff. We discussed the staff in the past. There are Peladikim and Roshim and the Sefer Batim and Roshis. There's a Medrash, we talked about it when we said how all the legends, all the main legends of King Arthur, Arthuriana, they all stem from Midrash Chazal, King Arthur, the once and future king, all from David HaMelech, Meisua Chai V'Kaim, Roshon Chafayim and Aleph. The whole idea of Excalibur, of the sword and the stone. Where do you think it comes from? The Medrash says that Yisro had stolen that famous matah, the matah that Yaakov had that he gave to Yosef. And then Paro took it from Yosef, and then Yisro, when he ran away, one of the three cabinet advisors, the loyalist of Paro, when he decided to go and run, he took the matah with him, he stuck it into his backyard, and it took root, entrenched itself into the ground, and he said, whoever comes along and pulls it out will be zochet to marry my oldest daughter, Tzipira, and no one's able to pull it out. The Moshe comes along, and here you have Mamash, the forerunner, for sword in the stone, for Excalibur. He goes and pulls out this magical, mystical staff, and then you have the Makis, and then you have the Tzachadash, Be'achav, and the Makis. Every other one he couldn't figure it out. Now he has to look for the Aleph. He's a Peladik and Tasa Kenemali Tosa, needs a beer. So Tosis continues, and he does ask, but he only asks it by the Makkah Achrenus. Koshali, Im came a Makkah Sachonis, Amai Hutzuk Lodio. And then why did Hashem have to inform him? Lachaira, even by the beginning ones. Lachay Nirali, the Haven Moshe Makkah. So now he says another Teretz. Moshe understood that it's going to be Arba. Why? Because Hashem told him, Laman to Sapra Masani Bincha Ben Bincha, the Derechu the Sapra Makkah Arba. It's the Derech to go ahead and tell over about swarms of locust plague. Shere Gamba Makkah Arba, the Yolks. And Yolam Perk Alaposa Gimel, we see that it's something that it's very nature. People talk about it. People talk about swarms of locusts. You can read Jerry Dennis's great book, It's Raining Frogs and Fishes. And he has chapters about famous swarms of locusts throughout history. That's something people talk about. Parents share with their children, especially when they're sitting around the table eating kosher grasshoppers, the only kosher insect. I had to tell it over stories. People talk about stories, so that's what the Ramban writes. That's what Das Akedim. It's from that introductory message, that prefatory mark. That's and the Ramban, the Balei Tosfos, and again the other shine in different ways. But I'm here tonight to share with you a Peladik of Sam Sofer. Mamish, an amazing Sam Sofer. Writes the Sam Sofer here. It's not in Teres Moshe. It's in the Sam Sofer. The Torah says Luli de Mistafini. He's also by this kash. Father by the kash. Hashem never told him it's going to be Makis Arbit. Zokter Sam Sefer, Lulei de Mistafino, we're not that I'm afraid to suggest such a thing, to propound such a novel approach. I want to humbly suggest, writes the Heiliger of Moshe Sefer Zatzal, that Moshe came up with Arba on his own. On his own. Moshe said, the next Mach is going to be Arba. And why Zokter Sam Sefer? Because Tzadik goes to our Kodesh Ruch HaMakai. Hashem gave Moshe an opportunity to pick the next Makkah. You're going to decide what it's going to be. Now, L'chaira, there's a record, there's a backdrop in place. Now, L'chaira, if you're Moshe Rabbeinu, and God didn't tell you what the next Makkah is, we wanted to humbly suggest a few years back, the very end of Aira, when you're talking about Makkah's Borat, and the Torah introduced Makkah's Borat as this is Komagi Fosai, according to many Rishonim, that it's not Nisyachis, Tachis, L'choris, it's Nisyachis to the context thereof, which is Makkah's Borat. So Hashem sends Borat. Borat is plague number 7. The first one that hit simultaneously, Odom, Behemah, and Esel Asodah. Every aspect of their life, it all addressed and tackled at the same exact moment in time. And then the Torah said, what? We had this massive play called Bard, and it scared the daylights out of everybody. And yet, what do we read? Ha-pishta sorin akosik. Yes, sir, I'll have a pishta gimel, but ha-chita v'kasem es lo-nuku, ke-afeilo seino. Every single makkah pointed out the damage, the harm that it did. This is the only makkah, number 7, which is gufa komagefosai. And the Torah says, oh, by the way, you should know, it didn't really get everything. By the way, that thing's... Don't tell me what it didn't get. I want to know about the force, the potency, and the Makkah. Tell me what it did. Tell me the damage. Elawat, it's leaning over. They didn't finish everything. The hailstorms didn't get the soft stuff. Keafila saying, I'm a Mela Moshe Rabbeinu says, I need a plague number 8, which has to, by definition, first and foremost, finish off with Bara left over. And if God told me and had me write in the Torah that there were things that Borin Bedavka left out, and most being Lechara, that the very next Makkah has to be something by its nature which can complete what Borin is, and be the forerunner and harbinger to the next Makkah, which is Bo Aparo, we're going to address the gods, and that's Makkah's Choshech, the precursor to Makkah's Bechairus. Choshech is blocking out Ra, R-A-R-E, the sun god, as we see from Brest and Giles, Henry Frankfurt, Kingship of the Gods, and all the ancient Egyptian historians pointing out, and their polytheistic system of conviction, the number one god was of course Ra, the sun god, so I need something that's going to be the bridge, the crucial link, to complete what Borod left over, and then to act as the harbinger, as the precursor to the next plague when God is going to shut them down. So perhaps just a smack to the Chassam Sofer, Moshe Rabbeinu understood on his own, God didn't need to tell him, but the chiddush of the Chassam Sofer is, Moshe Rabbeinu was machavin, this is a tzaddik ozer, kodesh ruach u'makayim, the Gemara Samoyed Kotan, when a tzaddik decides something's going to be, Hashem gives him a smach. Writes the Chizkuni, and it's already a remez in the Chizkuni. Writes the Chizkuni later on in Parshas Bo. Vayomer Moshe, Perush Rashi, he's talking about something that Moshe said, and he says, it must be Moshe Amar Lo LaParo Medaito. Moshe said the following as a diak from Rashi. Moshe gave over a message to Paro on his own, even a message that God didn't give him. Kemosha Omar As Horas Makas Arba Kedisim Ipsikta. Zog the Chizkuni. Moshe Rabbeinu said something to Paro Midaito, just like he gave over the Azhara for Makas Arba Midaito. And where's this coming from? Already a Samach Lechur like the Sam Sofer. He said to Midaito, because read the Psukim, God never told him it's going to be the next plague. What a Chiddush. Right, so Sam Sofer, he Kilo introduced it. This is Tzadik Ozer Kirshu Chaim. Look at the Koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu. So I have to tell you over that I heard today, I spoke with that Yid apart for about whom we mentioned. And the drush of this past Shabbos morning at Tamachochem and Tzadik and Eretz Yisrael is making two chasanas, one another aleph, one another beis, an amazing hashkocha story about my Rebbe calling me up to help raise money. And Baruch Hashem, we had a Yid who said he's going to cover chasana number one. And a number of guys got together and told me after the drusha, and after davening, they said they're going to get together and take care of chasana number two. His Choshem Yid, so he called me today, we were discussing some numbers, and he says to me today, he says, I have a Gevaldige smach to the Chassam Sofer. He says, isn't it interesting? Parshas Bo almost always coincides with Shvat. It's always Chodesh Shvat. I can tell you, my Bar Mitzvah Parshas Bo, and my birthday is Rosh Chodesh Shvat. It was on Sunday. Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Parshas Bo, they always coincide. If not, Mamish right around Rosh Chodesh Shvat, but they're all the same time. Bo is in the beginning of Chodesh Shvat. And what happened to Chodesh Shvat? Ho Moshe Bir Satayra Zos. Moshe Rabbeinu gives over what? Sefer Devarim, writes the Chiddush Yerim and others. Sefer Devarim is the Mamutza of Torah Shema Sav and Torah Shema Peh. The Gemara Megillah, Moshe Rabbeinu Piatzva Moron. Yes, Marsha Grun, so much raid about what exactly that means. But Sefer Devarim Mishnah Torah is already Bebechina's Torah Shema Peh, where Moshe Rabbeinu has much more of an involvement in the words conveyed in the pages of Chumash that he did in all the other Sforim. So he said, isn't it interesting that the Chassam Sofer is telling me, Davka, the beginning of Parshas Bo, which always coincides with Chodesh Shvat, the beginning of Chodesh Shvat, Rosh Chodesh Shvat is Gufu when Moshe Rabbeinu got up, and Ho Moshe, Bi'er Satoru Zosa, Moshe is giving it over, Moshe Bipi Atzma Moron, and that's Mamash's time, that's the Zman Mesugal, because that's the same exact time in the beginning of Shvat, when Moshe gave over, if you do the Cheshbon, he says, do the Cheshbon in terms of what happened, the Yen got out of Matzai, Makas Mechairus, do the Cheshbon and know every Makkah with the Asara Bechulei 7 days a month. Makkah Sarba took place when? In Chodesh Shvat. According to the timeline in the Medrash, the plague took place in Chodesh Shvat. And Moshe Rabbeinu knew in Chodesh Shvat you can have an Arba. When Moshe picks a day to give over Torah Shabbat, which day do you think he's going to give? Explain this from Nochem Eisvishlik to the Schosho Tamachochom. He wanted to say beautifully that the same Moshe Rabbeinu who already saw that Hashem gave me the Echilas to save me Piatzmo. I could give it over for myself that there's going to be a plague, and Hashem gave me a pat on the back and gave me a smach and said, Gevaldik, you're right. So to Moshe Rabbeinu says, if I'm going to pick any day to give over Torah Shema Peh, Mishnah Torah, if I'm going to give that over, which day am I going to pick? Rosh Chodesh Shvat. That's my day. That's my month, he says. That's when Hashem already showed me. That's when I be the cholos to go in and convey even my own ideas. What a Gevaldik Gahara. But just to close, we said many times, the Maisel Chassam, the Chavetz Chaim's son, I was sitting on a train with the son of a Rebbe, and the son of the Rebbe was going on and on about all the nisim and the flaws that take place in the house, and he says, son of the Chavetz Chaim, by uns, I got to tell you, by the Tata, I see day in and day out, 24/7, what my Tati, the Chassidish Rebbe, is Gozer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekayim. Tzadik Gozer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. And the son of Chavetz Chaim listens attentively and he says, B'machidas Kevodcha, he says, I think the Chavetz Chaim is a little better. He says, by owns in our home, Masha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gozer, the Chavetz Chaim is Mekayim. And that's the Haya Matrega. We should be Erla Chayyid and have a great night. We'll see you, Mitzvah Shem. We're continuing Ashrei, Machshova, Shir, and Tfilah. Back here in the Beis Medrash, 8:15 to 9 o'clock tonight. Ashrei! And that's going to be tonight in the Beis Medrash, Mitzvah Shem. All the regular Shir on schedule this week. Have an amazing night and a great rest of the week ahead. God is pleased.
Shabbat is Shadishna.
Yes.